AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Less than 24 hours after President Trump announced it, the Iran ceasefire appears to be on shaky ground. Ed Donahue has the latest.
Iran has again closed the Strait of Hormuz. The reason? Israel has increased strikes on Iran-based Hezbollah in Lebanon. It's one of the deadliest days of fighting there. Vice President J.D. Vance calls it a legitimate misunderstanding.
The Iranians thought that the ceasefire included Lebanon, and it just didn't. We never made that promise. We never indicated that was going to be the case. What we said is that the ceasefire would be focused on Iran and the ceasefire would be focused on America's allies, both Israel and the Gulf Arab states.
Iran's foreign minister insists an end to the war in Lebanon was part of the deal. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says President Trump has made the country worse off than when the war started.
The entire world holds its breath, wondering what's next going to come out of his mouth. And can he ever find a way out?
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu declared his country is ready to return to fighting, saying our finger is on the trigger. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Lebanon's health ministry says at least 182 people were killed today as Israel intensified its attacks on the Hezbollah militant group with strikes on central Beirut. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and President Trump saying the truce does not apply to Lebanon. Despite the uncertainty, news of the ceasefire sent oil prices plunging below $95 per barrel, and stock markets surged worldwide. On Wall Street, the S&P leaped 2.5%, the Dow soared 1,325 points, and the Nasdaq rallied 2.8%. But U.S. gasoline prices are still ticking higher. AAA puts the nationwide average above $4.16 per gallon. And the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says last month was the hottest March on record for the continental U.S. March's average temperature more than 9 degrees above the 20th century norm. This is AP News. The Masters starts tomorrow. Gethin Coolbaugh has a preview.
The first golf major of the year starts April 9th at Augusta National. Tiger Woods is a topic of conversation without even being there. Jason Day on Monday wishing him the best in his recovery after his March 27th car crash and DUI arrest, but saying
it's a little bit selfish of him to drive and put other people's, in harm's way.
Woods entered a not guilty plea. 2018 Masters winner Patrick Reed is returning after a stint with LIV Golf.
The one jacket's getting a little lonely. I might need one more.
Rory McIlroy is the defending champ after winning his first green jacket last year in a playoff.
Doesn't make me any less motivated to go out there and play well and try to win the tournament, but yeah, just more relaxed about it all.
World number one Scottie Scheffler remains the betting favorite.
I feel, rested and ready to go this week.
I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.